This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Construction on the Arkansas Valley Conduit may start this year. The pipeline would bring clean drinking water from the Pueblo Reservoir to 50,000 people in the lower Arkansas River Valley. Sam Braverman manages the project for the Bureau of Reclamation.
I know there's probably still skepticism out there in the valley about whether or not this is really going to happen, but people will start seeing pipe put in the ground hopefully later this year or at the latest early 23.
The conduit was approved in the 60s, but didn't get off the ground because of funding. It could cost as much as $610 million. The project now depends on paperwork from the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District, Pueblo Water, and the Bureau of Reclamation. Colorado's public schools gained more than 3,000 students last year, but enrollment remains far below pre-pandemic levels. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
This year, preschool and kindergarten grew the most. That's because last year, some parents delayed starting their children in school due to the pandemic. Still, half of the grades showed decreases, with the biggest drops in 6th and 7th grades. Hispanic students had the largest gain in enrollment, while white students showed the biggest decline. El Paso County's Harrison 2 school district saw the biggest increase in students overall, while Las Animas district in southwestern Colorado saw the biggest decline. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate fell to an all-time low since the start of the pandemic. Last month, unemployment dropped to 4.8%, down significantly from the historically high rate of 12.1% in April 2020. The state's Labor Department says Colorado gained nearly all of its non-farm jobs that were lost at the start of the pandemic. Colorado recovered from the pandemic faster than it did the recession of the early 2000s and the Great Recession. This is CPR News and KRCC.